This is a phase one commutation hearing for Terrence Garcia. Mr. Garcia's ADC number is 2024354. He is serving a 10-year sentence for aggravated assault in a domestic violence case. According to his commutation application, he said that on the night of November 14, he made some of the worst decisions in his life, and that he was under the influence and alcohol at the time that he did it. Said that he's asking for early release because he had been the best person he could be and strived to be a helpful and respectful at all times. Says he believes his sentence was excessive in the sense the person is not, the prison is not what helps men when they have a problem. So. This is a incident according to the pre-sentence report that Mr. Garcia states that his application was clearly excessive, but he was actually involved in a situation, a relationship that ended around September of 2011. During the relationship on the morning of Tuesday, November 15th, Mr. Garcia knocked on a victim's window. He was hiding, asked her to come outside. He was telling her that he wanted to hurt her, she had hurt him. He had previously seen her out with someone else. Mr. Garcia grabbed the collar of the victim's robe and was strangling. He told her she was going to die and told her he was going inside and kill her dad, strangling her again. He forced her onto the ground, pounded her head into the concrete, bit her face and neck, and putting her head and over her mouth, put his hand over her mouth and tried to suffocate her. Garcia said that he would kill her. He then had her get into the car with him after threatening to harm the family. Took her to the bank, withdrew $300. She convinced him to go to a hotel where they stayed. Then in the morning, she convinced him to take her home where he coerced her into having sex. He did receive a presumptive of 10 years is the presumptive sentence that he actually received. I do think that as a result of the plea agreement that he actually did, he received the presumptive sentence. However, he had two charges that were actually dropped as a result of, I think, because of the nature of the crime and what he actually did in commission of that crime, that his sentence definitely was not excessive, and that he did feel great by just having the presumptive charge that was charged with him for the 10 years, and that the other two charges, and they could have added other charges on that, which would have gave him an enormous more time than he actually had, as well as the information that we have. I do want to note that there is a letter in here from the victim who is strongly opposed to the victim, Mr. Garcia, receiving any reduction in his sentence or any commutation. I also want to note that there was also a letter from the county attorney's office also objecting to any commutation to his sentence from the Yuma County attorney's office. Upon conclusion of all the information, the sentence was not excessive. He received a presumptive as a result of an agreement. He had two charges that were dismissed. With those charges dismissed, he would have, as I said earlier, received an excessive more amount of time. And therefore, I did not feel that the sentence is excessive. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues.
Mr. Johnson, I would just add for the record that he served two prior prison terms, one for aggravated assault, domestic violence, 2.5 years, and one for kidnap, 3.5 years, in a college, as if you already mentioned that.
I think he served that, but I did not know.
That's compelling, that he continued that behavior after serving those prison terms, and he didn't get the message at that time.
Okay, so thank you for adding that on there. With that, I am going to make a motion to deny Mr. Terrence Garcia to be passed on to a phase two hearing.
I'll second.
Been motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agree, Mr. Pinellas, Ms. Bailey, and Dr. Wright. That's going to conclude the hearing at this time.